Okay. Okay, today is Daf Samach Aleph. We're in Samach Amud Beis. We're in the bottom line. We'll go up back a few lines so that we don't have to start in the middle of a sentence, just to get the idea. Today we'll learn for Refuah Shleimah, Rosh Hashanah, Batim, Hashmachal Devorah. As we were talking today, Yom HaZikaron, so we'll learn Leila Nishmat, all the Kedoshim that have died trying to defend Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shimon Omer. Go back to Rav Shimon Omer. How's that sound? Rav Shimon Omer, like six lines from the bottom. It says, Et HaMincha. The Ravos, that includes Shar Minchas, other Minchas require Hadashah, this coming forward to the Mizbeah before anything is done to the Mincha. Keep going, like what? Minchas Nachrim, Minchas Nashim, LaHagashah. Those require Hagashah. Yachal Shani Marbe, Ah, Shtehalechem, Alechem Aponim. I would think also, Shtehalechem, Alechem Aponim also require Hagashah. Talmud Lomar, Me Eile, no. Umar Royce, Larabos, Shar Minachos, Lahotzi, Shtehalechem, Alechem Aponim. Why'd you pick to include other menachos, other minchas, and not she'alechem alechem upon him? So it's very simple. Marba nishar menachos, I will include other menachos, she'esh behem l'ishim. Actually, some of it gets actually burnt on the mitzvah. They have a shaykhus to the mitzvah. They have a shaykhus to the mitzvah. I understand perfectly well why there's a requirement of hagasha. State that the lechem upon him of Shabbat have nothing whatsoever to do with the mitzvah. Why should there be hagasha? They don't get burned on the mizbeach at all. There should be no requirement of hagasha. But by a minchas nesachim, which is a mincha that accompanies a carbon, there isn't even a kamita. The whole thing gets burned on the mizbeach. Yachal yetuna hagasha. I would think that should also require hagasha. Amad Lomar, Vikriva. It says Vikriva, right? I, Ba Pikte. We already used the word Vikriva. But to tell you what, that is Agasha by a Sota. So the more answers, Vikriva. I don't know, it's the Vav, the extra Vav. Umar Roiz, Larabos Shar Menachos. Why do you think to include other Minchas, Ulahoti Minchas Nesachim, and to exclude a Minchas Nesachim? Marbani Shar Menachos. I would rather include other minchas, like what? Like we said, a minchas Noshim and a minchas Kote. Shabbos Biglal Atman. Because they come on their own merit. Why do they come? Not for good things, but they come on their own merit. Umotani Minchas Nesachim. I will exclude a minchas Nesachim. Sheena Ba Biglal Atma. It doesn't come on its own merit. Why does it come? Because you brought a carbon tumit. That's a very weak type of mincha. Bala minchas kahanim u minchas kohen hamashiach. What about the minchas kahanim and the mincha of a kohen gadol every day? Bos biglal atman. They do come on their own merit. Yachol yehei tuunos hagasha. I would think they should also get hagasha. Talmud lomar vihigisha. The word vihigisha teaches me it's a miut. The Gemara says, how could the word vihigisha be a miut? Hami boy little goofy. The word v'higisha tells you that there's such a thing as hagasha. Right? By boil goof, I should do it in a hagasha. Is that a miut? The Gemara says, you're right. Min v'higish v'higisha. I could have said v'higish. What's v'higisha? The extra hay. That's a miut. That what? Some karbanos don't have hagasha. Umar roed, l'rabos, shar minchas, ulahotzi, minchas kahanim, u'minchas kohen hamashiach. What possessed you to include other minchas and to exclude the minchas kahanim and the minchas kohen hamashiach? So the Gemara says it's very simple. Mar bani shar minchas. I will include other minchas. Sheish mehen leishim. They have part of it gets burnt on the mizbeach. Which part? The kamita. Ubaz biglalatman. And they come on their own merit. Sheish mehen lekahanim. And the kahanim get to eat the rest. Umotzi ani shtei lechem. I will exclude the shtei lechem. Hu lechem upon him, right? And lechem upon him. She'ein mehen leishim. We said already. That's old news. They don't have any part of any shaychus to the mizbeach. And also uminchas nesachim. And I will exclude minchas nesachim. We had that already. She'ein abav b'kol atma. They don't come on their own merit. Here's the new one. Uminchas kahanim. Uminchas kohen mashiach. She'ein mehen lekahanim. None of it gets eaten. So if I have to pick one, I'm going to pick the minchas that get eaten. Then it says, the hayrim, right? The pasuk in full is Veheirim by a Minchas Marcheshet. Veheirim hakoed min a Mincha ez karasa. He lifts it up. Yachal bekli. I would think he lifts it up in a kli. Talmud Lomar. Therefore it says Veheirim mimenu bekumto. Right? Ma harama ha'omer lahalon bekumto. Just like the harama we have by a regular Mincha, it bekumto means with his hand. Av harama ha'murakan is bekumto with his hand and not with a kli. Okay? Good? Very good. Now, next Mishnah. Elu tu'unos tenufa, ve'ein tu'unos hagasha. The following karbanos, following minchas require tenufa, waving, and not hagasha. What are those? Log shemen shel mitzora. The log shemen of a mitzora, when mitzora is becoming tahar. The ashamo, and the mitzora is asham. The habikurim, and the bikurim Kedive Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we're going to get to that in the Gemara. Ve'imure shalme yachid, ve'imurim of a carbon of a shlamim of a carbon yachid, v'chaza v'shok shelahen, and the chaza and the shok of a carbon yachid, echad anashim, whether it's men, the echad anashim, or whether it's women, whether it's women. Whether a man brings a carbon or a woman brings a carbon, be Israel, the lo ba'acherim, and not others. What does that mean, not others? The Rashi says, what the Rashi says, that means like this. Every carbon, whether it's a man or a woman, requires tenufa. That's not a shiloh, right? But the mice of tenufa, who does the tenufa? That can only be done by Israel and not by a goy, right? Can't be done by a woman either. Therefore, a carbon nashim and a carbon guy, the Kohen does the tenufa. That's Shitas Rashi. However, Tosfos says that by a carbon nashim, there is no, that doesn't say here, it's a number base. There is no tenufa by a woman at all. I'm sorry. By a carbon nachrim, there's no tenufa at all. Because all what are they arguing about? They're arguing about a guy. Rashi says there is tenufa by a guy. Just the guy doesn't do it. Who does it? The Kohen. And Tosfos says there's no tenufa by a guy's carbon at all. Okay? Fine. Next. Shtei halechem, the two breads of Shavuot, and Ushnei kivsei ateres, and the two lambs of Shavuot, ketan hu osei, how do you do that? How do you do the tenufa? No say shtei halechem al gabei shnei kvatim. You put the two breads on top of the lamb. I think they're live. We're going to get to the live in a minute. Umeniach shteyadav lamata. You put your two hands underneath. Molech umevi maila umorin. You wave them in all four directions. Up, down, left, right. Shneamar, like it says, asher hunaf v'asher huram. Right? Okay. Tenufa haisa v'mizrach. The tenufa was in the mizrach, says Rashi. Klomar, af the mizrach, even in the mizrach, shall mizbeach yachal lahanif. The kolshkein b'maravo, the kar of yotzei lehechol. Of course, the west, the western wall, right? The west is by the Kodesh Kedoshim, right? Of course, you wave it to the west. When it says here that tenufa is in the east, it means even in the east. Tenufa haisa b'mizrach, b'hagasha b'mayru. And the Hagasha was on the Mayrim side. Tenufa kodemet lahagashas. The Tenufas come before the Hagashas. Okay? That is that discussion. Next one. Mincha to Omer, the Mincha of the Karban Omer, Umincha Kinaos, and the Mincha of the Sota, Unos Hagasha, Ukar Hagasha, U Tenufa, and waving too. Lechem Aponim, the Lechem Aponim, Umincha Nesachim, and the Mincha that accompanies Karban. Ain to unos lo hagasha lo tenufa. It doesn't require it. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says shlosh minim. There's three different categories to unin shalosh mitzvot that require three mitzvot. Shtayim b'chol achas v'achas. Two apply to every carbon. Ushlishit ain them, and the third one not so much. The Eluhain. Here they are. Number one, zivchei shalme yachid. a carbon brought by a yachid for a shlamin, the zivchei shal be tibur, and a shlamin brought for a tibur. There's only one shlamin brought for a tibur. That's shavui. The two lambs are shlamins, and it's a tibur shlamin. The only tibur shlamin there is in the world. And the third one is the asham mitzora. The third one is the asham that a mitzora brings. Now, zivchei shal be yachid, the carbon of a shlamin, of a private person, to unin smicha chayim, requires smicha when it's alive. Right? And tnufa shchutin, it requires waving after it's dead. What? Yeah, I don't know if you're saying anything that's a chiddush. Can I just recapping? I hear you. I don't know. Be'ezeb tnufa b'chayim. There's no tnufa when it's alive. He's just telling you. Oh, 1 second. Zivchei shal mei tibur, the lambs of Shavuot, t'unin t'nufa chayim, it requires waving alive, u'shchutin, and after it's dead also. And the ein behen smicha, there is no smicha. You know why? There's never smicha on a carbon tibur. And the third one, the asher mitzora, ta'un smicha u'tnufa chayim. It has smicha and waving alive. The ain bo tnufa shachot, and there is no tnufa when it is shechted. Okay. Okay. Very good. That's the Mishnah. I told you the Gemara is not the same thing we had the past 3 days. Same type of Gemara, and today's no different. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. It says in Vayikra Yudalit, probably Parshas Torah. The hikriv oso la'asham, and the mitzvah brings the asham, that's log ha-shemen, and the log shemen, the hainif osam tenufa, and he waves it a waving. Malamed, you see from here, shetounin tenufa ke'echad, that it requires waving together. What do you wave together? The asham and the oil. Manayet shem hainif zeh ba'atmo v'zeh ba'atmo b'yotza. How do you know if I did it one at a time, it's also good with the b'di'eved? Hamad Lomar says, the hikrif oso la'asham, the hainif. Yachal, I would think, yanif, biyachzar, biyanif. You have to wave, and then wave it a second time. Talmud Lomar, no, it says tenufa, lo tenufos. One waving, and not more than one. Okay? Next, it says, l'fnei Hashem. What does l'fnei Hashem mean? That meant, a mizrach, right? We said it means even in the mizrach. Ay, v'amarta. But we learned on daf yutet, l'fnei Hashem, yachal, I would think, b'mayrav. I would think it's in the Mayrav. How could you tell me now it's in the east? When we learned earlier it's in the west. Amri, they said, Hani Mili, that l'fnei Hashem, that we said is in the Mayrav, that's the mincha, the ikri chatos, that's by a chatos. That's by a mincha, that's a chatos. Why? Chatos t'una yisod. The chatos requires a yisod. Okay? Why? Even a mincha, that's exactly the point. Really, only the animal chatas requires the yisod. Why? Because the shiur yadan has to be part of the yisod, right? The keren dromus mizrachit and the southeastern side of the mizbeach lo hayo lo yisod. It didn't have a yisod. There was no yisod there, right? Now, just like a chata, a mincha, we try to make it, I guess, similar to the animal as possible. Therefore, we have to have it near one of the sides that has the yisod. Therefore what? Therefore, it has to be in the Ma'irav. Whatever you have in the southwestern corner, you're going to get the pole. You're going to get the Mizbeach, and you're going to get the yisod. Aval Hacha, but Tanufa doesn't require yisod. Therefore, L'fnei Hashem Karina Bay, therefore it's called L'fnei Hashem, therefore it's good even if it's in the Mizrach. Next. What? The West is preferred. That's why. No, if you did on the East. So it's a kosher? Yeah, it's kosher. Rabbi Kurim Kedivei Rabbi Eleazar ben Yaakov. The Bikurim is good. So, like I told you, The Bikurim is good like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What's his shita? My Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Tanya, says in the parasha of Kisavo, in the parasha of Bikurim, the lokach a kohen, right? The kohen takes it, right? What does he do with it? What's to continue? Lokach a kohen, atene miyadecha, the basket from your hand, v'hinicho l'fnei ha-mizbeach Hashem, and he puts it down in front of the mizbeach. He takes it, he puts it down. Limit al bikurim. He learned from this that bikurim should tu'un in tenufa, that it requires tenufa. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. My time was Elazar ben Yaakov. Why? So the answer is tekzera shafa. Gamar yad yad bishlamim. He learns out yad yad from shlamim. Ksiv hacha. It says by the parashat bikurim v'lokach ha-kohen hatene v'yadecha. The kohen takes it from your hand. Ksiv hasam, and it says by carbon shlamim yadav tiviena. Ma kan, just like by a bikurim, we're talking about hakohen, aflahalon. So too by the carbon shlamim, we must be talking about the kohen. Ma lahalon, just by carbon shlamim, the bailim, it's talking about the owner. Afkan, so too over here, bailim, we're talking about the owner. Haketat, how do you and the kohen do it together? So the Gemara says, kohen miniach yado tachas bailim. Cohen puts his hand under your hand, umeinif, and he waves it. Asks Tosfos, not Tosfos, asks Rashi, and Tosfos over here, the Tosfos of Cohen, well, isn't it a chatzitza? If the Cohen is touching your hands, and he's doing tenufa, his hands are not touching the basket. Is that a chatzitza problem? You're touching the basket, you broke the kurim, you're holding on to the basket, and the kohen is holding on to your hand. But the Rashi, that's what the Gemara just said. Isn't that a chasitza? The kohen is not holding the basket. Oh, that's what Tosfos answers. Tosfos and Kedushin gives that answer. He says, the Xeris HaKasu, that's how it's supposed to be done. What can I tell you? That's one answer. Rashi doesn't give that answer. Rashi says, we don't care about the kohen. We don't care about the kohen's hands. We only care about the baal's hands. Why? The baal's bikurim. What's the kohen doing there? He thought, okay, so he... It's a little different than Tosfos. Tosfos said, it's not a chasitza. Rashi says, we don't care. The ikar is the baal. The kohen's also touching. That's fine, too. But the ikar is the baal. If it would be the other way around, it would not be a chasitza. If the kohen's holding the basket, and you're holding onto the kohen's hands, that would not be a chasitza, according to Rashi. Next. So the Tosfos here says what's going on is like this. The Baal is holding on to the kli. He's holding on to the basket. The Baal holds on to the basket. And then the Kohen puts his hand under the Baal's hand. No, that's not what Tosfos said. I don't know. Tosfos says the Kohen puts his hand under the kli. And that's considered tachas yad bailim. So he's not even touching the kli, he's not even touching the hand. Best I can do. Okay? If it's a requirement, it's a requirement. You gotta touch the basket. By Shlomi, that's the thing. If by Shlomi did that. Now, the Gemara asks, why did the Mishnah say that the Bikurim is waived according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? By the way, there's another Tana out there, his name is Rabbi Yehuda, and he also says the exact same thing. The lame Ru, Velema, Nami, Kedim Rabbi Yehuda. Say the same story that Rabbi Yehuda said it. Why'd you pick Elazar ben Yaakov? Why? The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Vihinachto, it says the word Vihinachto, and Rabbi Yehuda translates it as to mean Zetanufa. That means waving. Ata Omer say Tanufa. You said it means Tanufa. O Eno Ella Hanacha. Maybe it means Hanacha. Kishu Omer, well, it said six psukim before, Vihinicho. Hare Hanacha Amor. It already is Hanacha. It's already put down. Hamani Mekayev Vihinachto. So then when it says Vihinachto, what does that mean? That means it's Tanufa. So why did the Mishnah say that it's a Velazar ben Yaakov? When Rabbi Yehuda says the exact thing. So the Gemara answers two answers. Number one, Amar Rava, Ho Lupatsak Vakasav Tchila. Velazar ben Yaakov is better. You know why? He gets the tenufa six psukim before Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov words out that tenufa is required from pasuk perchavav pasuk dalit. Rabbi Yehuda required tenufa from perchavav pasuk yud, six pasukim later. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, six pasukim earlier. That's what he picked in the Mishnah. That's one answer, right? Because he learned it after the first Mishnah, which is six pasukim before. That's the first answer. Second answer, Rabbi Nachman Amar, Poel v'Rav Gavrei. The mother of Yaakov was a much bigger chacham than Yehuda. How is he a much bigger chacham? Look at Rashi. Shuchacham b'yotzer. He's a much bigger chacham. The Kaimalon, Mishnas, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kav v'Naki. The Mishnayot, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, are Kav. What's Kav? They're measured v'Naki. We always pass down Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. You can take him to the bank. I think we have a memra. He's not so frequently found in Shas. He's pretty infrequent Tana. Not there all that often. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. Every other mission is Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Not all that often, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But whenever he does appear, we hold like him. Kav v'Naki. So I have a chance to pick Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Not pick Rabbi Yehuda, right? Pick Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Now why does that make him a chacham? I don't know. We never pick who we possibly like based on chacham. We never do that, right? So at the Nitzi Gavriel, he had an interview. It was an interview. He conducted an interview. Someone asked him, the interviewer asked him, who do you decide who to hold like? Basically, it's a collection of minhagim and halacha, but, you know, exactly a lot of chassidish things. They asked him, who do you decide who to pass to like? And he said, so interesting, I never thought of this, so interesting. We never held, throughout history, we never held necessarily by the biggest guzzle. Right, never held necessarily by the biggest tzaddik, by the biggest chacham. Not necessarily true. He says, "Rav Shimon bar Yochai, great Tana, right? He has his own. He's on a different pedestal than every other Tana. You don't hold like him. Never hold like him. Once, two times in the whole Shabbat. Right, they're both on Sefer Shabbat. The Muktzah we hold like him, and by Davar Shem and Chav we hold like him. But otherwise, we never hold like Rav Shimon. I is the greatest Tana of all. The second greatest, the top five. Never hold like him. Why? That's not a criteria." Tzidkis and Chachma is not a criteria. What is a criteria? I don't know. But no, it's not, right? What the criteria is, we don't know what the criteria is. We know what it's not, right? So it's interesting that the Gemara says it's Chacham, right? Again, I don't know what the criteria is that for both of Yaakov, you can take him to the bank, not sure, right? But he appears pretty infrequently in Shas. Someone told me he never appears in the Mishnayot. That's not true. Because he did this Mishnah, you know? Yeah, he comes up enough. Yeah. Okay. Next. The Imre Shalma Yachid and the Imur of Shalma Yachid, the Chazer V'Shok, Shalahem, Echad Hanashim, the Echad Nashim, the Yisrael V'Avalo B'Acherim. Now the Gemara says, Maika Amar. Look at Rashi. Maika Amar. What's going on here? So Rashi says, like third skinny line, fourth skinny line of Rashi, Maika Amar. Reisha Ketani, the Reisha said, Echad Nashim, the Echad Anashim. Whether it's men or women, you require a tenufa. The Hadar Ketani, then it said, Avalo Ba'Acherim, but not Acherim, which is Mashma, Anashim, Velo Nashim. Men and not women. Why is that Mashma, men and not women? Not sure why it's Mashma that. When I read those words, I said, it meant the Goy. Right? That everybody holds tenufa is required by men, tenufa is required by women. However, women cannot do tenufa. Jewish women cannot do tenufa. Goy, machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says they can get tenufa, they can't do it. Tosfos says no, don't do it at all. But the Gemara is saying, mashma that the women here is a little bit of a stira. How are we going to reconcile that stira? So, Amar Yehuda, Hachikamar. Here's how we're going to reconcile it. Echad Anashim, whether it's men, Bechanashim, or women, carbon to'un tenufa. The carbon requires tenufa. The tenufa atma the Yisrael. The tenufa can be done by a Jew, avalo b'yidei nashim. It can't be done by a woman. Why can't it be done by a woman? Now we're going to say right now. Tanur Rabbanan, it says by tenufa, b'nei Yisrael. Right, b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael manifin. A Jew can wave. V'ein ovdei kochav manifin. But a guy cannot wave. B'nei Yisrael menifin. Men Bnei Yisrael can do tenufa. The ein hanashim menifos, and nashim cannot. Right? Someone to say over here that maybe it's a mitzvah situation that's not grama. Why? Because you can only bring kavanas by day. Right? In that CD that you gave, the Rosh Hashanah said a very interesting thing. He said sometimes we say davrol b'nei Yisrael and tell the b'nei Yisrael they have to keep the following mitzvah. The mitzvah of Shemitah. So women don't have to keep Shemitah because b'nei Yisrael not the Nosh Yisrael. No, never say that. So when do we say women are excluded because it's b'nei? B'nei doesn't mean sons, it means children. Right? So when do we say that? So Shef has a very interesting point. Sometimes the Gemara will say the same thing by a Ger. Right? Well, so davrol b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, not Gerim. Why Ger not included in that mitzvah? Why should Ger be excluded? The Gemara says it sometimes. Why should they be excluded? So the Shach said that the Chacham had a feel for it. So the whole show is that the moon is Chachamim. Right? So if you don't have why should the Ger not keep Shabbos? There's no reason they shouldn't. So there's no reason they shouldn't. So why should the Gerim not keep that mitzvah? Oh, there's a very good reason. It's a good reason. If they said the famous story, can a Ger's wife be a Soto? Can a Ger's wife be a Soto? So we had this in the Soto. I don't even remember we had it. Can a Ger's wife be a Soto? So Shmaya and Talion said yes. So they made fun of Shmaya. Yeah, they said yes because they're Gerim. Right? So they put those people in favor. You're accusing Shmaya and Talion of making it personal? That's not how you learn Torah. You don't make it personal.
Why would they not be included in Sota?
So you have to see, why would they not be? Why would they not? Why should she not? Why should such a woman not be under the parasha of Sota? Because she's married to a Ger. She's Mrs. Ger. So therefore what? Right, same thing over here. Why should a woman not do Tanufa? That's how I brought all this up. Correct. So why does Sota need that? Right. So I don't even know. So, but somehow, the Chacham had a tradition. There were some mitzvot that they're excluded, even though it says Bnei Yisrael. Why should they be? So same thing over here. Some mitzvot there must be. Why should a woman not do tenufa? Why? Why not? Because it's Bnei Yisrael. That can't be the reason. Right? It says Bnei Yisrael 1,000 times. Right? And most of the time, women are included in all mitzvot. So interesting. Having me that maybe it's a mitzvah not grama because there's no kavanas at night, no tenufa at night. The women can't do it. It's very interesting. It's definitely it's optional. Right. Exactly. They should never. No. Right. How can they be required to bring a carbon of Yoled that only can't be done at night? Right. It's a hard one to follow. But interesting. Anyway, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Well, Matzinu Shecholak Hakasav. Ben carbon Yisrael, the carbon of the Kachavim, the carbon Nashim, Bismicha, there should be a vav. Just like we know that there's a difference between the Yisrael who brings the carbon and a guy who brings the carbon and a woman, a Jewish woman, right? Why? A guy has no such thing as Smicha, and a woman has no such thing as Smicha. Therefore, Yachal, why is there no Smicha by a woman? Same thing. Da'aril b'nei Yisrael, and the Gemara says b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. Again, why? We have to look into that. Yachal, I would think, Nachlo b'tznufa, to make the same distinction by tznufa, right? Make the same distinction, right? That what? That if you're a male, if you're a Jewish male, there is tznufa. If you're a Jewish female, no tznufa. If you're a guy, also no tznufa. The Gemara says, lo, don't say that. Ma'ali chalak b'smicha. You know why we made a chilek by smicha? Sha'smicha b'baylo. Smicha is done by the owner. Nachlo b'tenufa, sh'atenufa b'kahanam. Why should we make a distinction? Anyway, the Kohen does the tenufa, not the Baal. What's the difference? Right? What's the difference? Right? Right? So even if a woman or a guy can't do tenufa, but the Kohen can do it, therefore, in Cain, Matam Adlomar B'nei Yisrael. God said B'nei Yisrael. The answer is, B'nei Yisrael Menifin, only Jews can do Tanufa, Vein Ovdek Ochav Menifin, and not a guy. B'nei Yisrael Menifin, Vein Hanashim Menifos.
But the woman could do it on their behalf.
Almost finished. We'll just get to the end of the Akbar, which is the last word of the page, and then we'll stop.
Tanya Yidah, another bright says like this. B'nai Yisrael, Eliela B'nai Yisrael, I only know B'nai Yisrael. Girim, what about a gir? V'avadim, v'shechwarim, Menayin. How do I know that they're also included?
Again, why should they be excluded? Why is it any different than Shabbat? A gir has to keep Shabbat. A gir has to keep Shabbat. A gir has to keep Avodah Zarah. Why is it?
Talmud Lama, I need a special pasuk. Hamakriv. Right? That what? A special pasuk to tell me that a gir is tenufa by a gir. O'eno ella zek koin hamakriv. Right? Maybe it's only the koin. Right? Kishu omer yadav tiviyena hare bailam amur. Right? So when it says yadav tiviyena, it's talking about the baal. Right? And you know what? And the mela, the hamakriv, really means the koin. Okay, so how could that be? Koin meniach yadav tachas yad bailam omeinim. You do it together. You do it together. So, I guess we'll still start. Now the Gemara says, how do you do that? And the Gemara's going to go through it. So Rosh Hashanah made a very good point. Why sometimes do we need a special psukim for gerim and maybe for women? The answer is, it's the Munz Chacham. The Chacham had a tradition that maybe these certain mitzvahs out there they're excluded. Why should that be? I don't know. I have to learn more. All right, we'll stop here, and we will pick up on the first word of Tanakh Beis Amaral to tomorrow.